And then before you, like if you can see the screen and you guys can see in here, I'm going to show you a little bit about what we're going to do, just so that you have an idea of the shapes that you're going to be in, but your shape will be a little different than my shape always. When you're laying down, you'll have your elbows out like straight across, and your hands will be up, oriented towards the ceiling. This is, you're just gonna have to imagine I'm lying down, and so your hands would be oriented up. And this is like called the Hanukkah in this lesson. It's called the candle holder position. And then we'll be going a little bit up and a little bit down. And you don't have to remember, because you know I'm going to describe it, but that's right, Holly, just having that idea in your head helps. And then what's important about it is that your arms are directly out from your shoulders. So they're not down like this, they're not up like this. And you'll have to look sometimes and check. If they're not in that orientation, then you're doing something a little different, and it just won't be as kind to your structure. And you can actually hurt yourself pretty amazingly, quickly. So then go ahead and lie down. Yeah. Can you hear okay? Okay, good. Perfect, Naomi. Good job. And let me just leave this on in case.
Which way do you want our heads?
You're right. And so you'll need an arm span. So reach your arms out to the side and just see that you're going to be able to, if you were to reach your arms long, yeah. And there'll be things on the floor, and that's fine. You'll hit those. Everybody at home will too. So. And then just rest normally. Let your arms rest beside you. Just down by your sides and see how you are today. First, just landing here. So, yeah, not worrying about anyone else, not worrying about anything other than just your contact with the floor, your breathing, your being as a person. Maybe you've already begun to do some work here. You're paying attention, checking in. So do that. Feel the space behind your neck where there's that little arch off the ground. And you can do that with your attention. You can do that with your hand, whatever helps you, just to feel, to sense. You know, what could go behind there? Do you have any space behind your neck? Do you have a lot of space behind your neck? Maybe a mouse could run behind there, but, you know, not a cat. So, just what does it feel like? And then this is sometimes called a bridge, right? It's an arch. And there's another place where we have an arch behind the low back. And everyone has a different amount of space there, and it'll depend on, you know, lots of things. How close your legs are, how far apart they are. Maybe you have a little bit of support behind you. And so just remember to do that again at the end of the day. And then you can feel that if you stood your feet and bend your knees, that arch is going to change. You could do that. Yeah. And that also changes the space behind your neck. And then you could lengthen your legs again. And then notice your arms. Maybe your right hand, what part of your right hand touches, or where you have your hands, where do they touch? Compare to the left. Where have you chosen to put your hands? How do your elbows contact the ground? hands at the same place on the right elbow as the left elbow. And then behind your right shoulder, how does that feel? Maybe there's some space between your right shoulder and the ground. There's space between your right shoulder and your right ear. And compare that with the left, your left shoulder and the earth. Left shoulder and your left ear. Is one of them further or closer to your ear? Further or closer to the earth? And sometimes we get really devoted to things being even. You can try and see if that can be in the not so loud, not so important that you do things right. Just sensing. And then reach your arms out to the side at shoulder height and see if you can find that position of your hands towards the ceiling. Your elbows are on the ground. Yeah. And then go ahead and look at your right arm and look at your left arm and just check that they're not above your shoulder. They're not below. Yeah, so that's your left shoulder is about right, Terry. Your right's a little high. And yours are actually a little high. You can take them, yeah, right there. Holly, that looks great. Yeah. And you just do your best, right? But it's funny, our sense and what we do doesn't always match. And so one of the things that we're doing here is to check until that proprioception matches our intention. And then imagine you have a soft round, maybe it's a swimming noodle that's hanging out between your right and your left hand. It's a nice squishy thing, so it's nothing you have to hold very firmly. And then imagine lifting that, and you're going to let your hands go up a little in the direction of your head. So your elbows will stay, and it's like you're just going to bring your backs of your hands down to the ground, like you're going to take the swimming noodle towards your forehead. Yeah, so you let your elbows rest on the ground. Yeah, there you go. First time we do something, it's always like, huh, what are we doing? So you take the imaginary swimming noodle and you bring it towards your forehead, letting your elbows rest. And yeah, and the moment you feel any resistance, you pause and then come back to where you started. Yeah. And then do this many times. Now, your job here is not to perform. It's to sense. Okay, what? Is this the same right and left? When does the movement get a little bit less clear? When do I, yeah. And then you can try this now with your feet standing too. So go ahead and give your backs a little bit of a rest and let your feet stand. And then continue. See what it's like. How close do your hands come to the earth easily? And is it easier right or left? Of course, the swimming noodle is going to get in the way at some point, and then, of course, it's a magic swimming noodle, so it'll disappear. It won't interfere. Yeah, good. Yes. And then what can you do in the rest of you to make this a little softer, to include a little bit more of you? Not trying. Maybe it's simple. Maybe you lift your hands over your head, and it's just simple. Yep, Holly, you're doing exactly right. And soft hands. Or maybe the path isn't very clear. There's like a doot, 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 doot as the muscles engage. Good. Nice. And then we're going to combine this. So rest for a moment. Just let your arms hang out somewhere. And I'll describe what you'll do here. So you're going to combine that with another movement, but we'll do that movement first, which is to lift your pelvis. And you've done this with bridge and yoga, many of you. But you have your feet where there's an easy place they can stand. You send your knees away a little bit and lift your pelvis a little off the ground and then put it back. So so don't go to the end yet. Good. Now do this to feel, not to succeed. So do this to feel, not to compete, not to win an award, not to perform, just to feel. Where is it easy? What moves? If your spine was a chain, what part of the chain is really lifting simply? And yeah, I can see heads, your head's moving a little bit. Yeah, and the going down is pretty easy because you've already done that part of the path. You can just let your pelvis come down. Good. Good. And then try those two movements together when you're ready. And you'll coordinate them so your elbows go out to the side. Make sure they're really at 90 degrees. So you'll check. Sometimes they slip down. And then soften your fingers, soften your hands, really lazy holding of your swimming noodle. And then combine, so lifting your pelvis and see what happens. How can that improve and make it a little simpler to lift your hands and let them come to the earth? And then come back down, everything moving together. Yeah, and you may notice your head staying very still. If your head's staying very still, see if you can allow your head to move a little. Yeah, that's right. And I can see some of you turning your head a little. Yeah, good. It's not important that your hands go all the way to the ground. It's important that you can discern
the truth.
Discern what's true for you. Where is the place really that you need to stop, and where do you come back? Good. Now give it a rest and pause. Lengthen your arms, lengthen your legs. Nice. And maybe notice, is there some slight change already just in the way that you meet the floor? And then go ahead and just bring your arms back to that place. Leave your legs long so that you can feel. And then try that first movement again. See if there's some improvement there. Of course, for your arms to go up in this way, it's not really just about the arms. Yeah. It's about the ribs and the chest and the spine. Good. And then one more time, when you're ready and interested, you can stand your feet and use your lifting of your hips to make it really simple and easy so that you can just lift your hips and leave your arms as far back as they go. Wherever that is, doesn't have to be all the way.
Good.
And then relax everything that you can and stay here.
Ah.
So if you came back down, go back up. And just stay with your pelvis up and see what you can soften and still stay here. It's a puzzle. What do you need to stay here? What do you not need to stay here?
Good. And play with leaving your arms and your hands where they are and slowly come down a little bit with your pelvis until you need to bring your hands down. See how far you can bring your pelvis down and comfortably keep them there, not a stretch.
Maybe you can keep them there the whole time. Maybe your pelvis gets fairly close to the ground before you bring your hands up. Good. Nice. And then bring them down and take a pause.
And remember, you can always pause on your side. So, yeah, good.
Okay.
And those of you that have done Feldenkrais lessons, you'll already be thinking, what's next?
And those of you that where it's new, you'll start to kind of understand that there's a pattern. And roll your head a little right and left right now, just to feel, like we did last week, just to feel the quality.
And then bring your hands again to the candle, that position where your forearms are like candles and your fingertips are like the flames of a candle. And they're soft.
Mm. Yeah. And then the other direction would be down in the direction of your feet. So if you had a swimming noodle across, you'd be bringing the swimming noodle towards your abdomen and towards your lower ribs. And you do not need to go very far. So that's the direction you're going to go. So see what's easy. Where does it become interfered with? There's some interference along the way. Something isn't easy anymore. Yeah, that's right. You can check your arms. Yeah, and just notice, is one arm a little down further than the other, and which arm is it? One side's usually going to be easier or feel more clear. Now identify that one. Good. And then, yeah, some of you are hanging out. Yeah. So, nice. It's not important that you get there.
And then, relax your arms for a moment, and I'll talk you through. And so you can imagine, it's like we're planning. We're doing somatic planning.
Soma, just somatic, that word means of the body. And so we'll imagine. So imagine you have the arm that was easy in that position. Yeah, leaving them there won't improve it. It's a weird thing. It might actually
cause a problem in your shoulder. So imagine you have the easy side, the side that felt like it goes easy down, and if one side didn't feel easier than the other, you just would imagine you're going to do that same movement, and then you're going to bring your other hand to help bring the hand down by lifting your head and lifting your other shoulder.
So you'd take the arm that you're not going to use behind your head to really support your head, and then you can take your easy side. Take your elbow out, bring your arm up. Yep, and you're going to help bring your hand down to the ground by lifting your head, looking at your hand, and curling.
Do whatever you do to help yourself bring the hand down.
Yeah, how do you do it? And you try it, and then you go back down. You try. Yep, so the first time you try, you go, okay, well, that maybe did this, that improves, and then you try a different trajectory, try a different, slightly different angle. Yeah. Maybe you turn and twist. Maybe you need to
help yourself with your legs standing. It might be easier if you stood your feet and could push a little with your foot to help your hand go down to the ground.
Yeah. You've been given a movement puzzle. And how you engage with the movement puzzle is part of the learning. Huh. Take breaks. And then you can try doing it without. Yeah. So you notice what makes it easier for your hand to go down is something happening in your chest and something happening with your shoulder. So then let it go. And try with both arms again when you're ready. Yeah, that seems to be a little easier now.
Both.
Just try both arms and take them down. Yeah, you're actually in a different place than you were. It's not important that you go further. Yeah, good. And then if it's okay for your neck, and only if it's okay for your neck, think about looking towards your feet and lifting your head to help both hands go down. So you'd sink your sternum towards your pubic bone and think of lifting your shoulders to help bring your hands down. And this is where, if your elbows have snuck down, and if you have a conflict going on in your neck, or a conflict going on where you're telling yourself to do something and it doesn't feel right, then just simply imagine the movement.
Yeah,
that's right. Well, next time you go down, let your head return, but leave your hands where they are.
And then take a rest. So this is a constraint, and you can always rest on your side if you need a pause from being on your back.
One of the puzzles that comes into
Feldenkrais lessons last week, the puzzle was how do you send your knees over to the side, right? So you have this puzzle,
and what it's doing is eliciting movement somewhere that you might not think. So in order for this possible thing that all of our bodies in theory can do, there has to be movement in our low ribs behind our low back. There has to be movement in the chest and movement behind the shoulder blades and movement somewhere in the neck.
So each puzzle is this opportunity. It's like when you're given maybe a Rubik's Cube and you think the puzzle is one thing and you find out you have to solve the other side.
So you've got a movement puzzle. And as you're resting long, maybe you feel that your neck and your back are not quite exactly as they were before. Or maybe that's new to you and you're not sure.
And then bring your arms back up.
And just try the first movement again of going up with your swimming noodle towards your forehead and letting your hands come back. Let's see if that's a little different. A little simpler, a little easier, more satisfying. Sometimes that's the measure. More smooth.
And then begin to let one hand go down and one hand go up and feel what that's like,
if you're willing. It's for you. It's not for me. So this is something that you're doing for you to feel what happens. And how do you organize your timing? You can have your feet standing or your legs long.
Where do your eyes go? How do you come back to the middle? One arm goes up and one arm goes down. And then start looking intentionally towards the hand that moves up. Let's organize your eyes. Let your hands be soft. Yeah. The floppiness of your fingers, what you just did there, that was really good.
So to have that floppiness in your fingers communicates floppiness and softness and movability
up into the shoulder,
up into the neck, up into the spine, all the way through you. Yeah, nice. And then find your way to the middle and go the other way. Timing. Good.
Really nice. Okay, pause for a moment.
So this is a rest not because you're tired, but a rest of your attention. So we have a rest in any position you want. We'll complicate things more in a moment.
Okay, so I'll describe what we'll do next, and you can then think about it and decide, well, am I willing to try it? Think about how you will organize.
So you'll bring your hands up to that first position, that candle holder position, and we're going to do the one arm up and one arm down, but you're going to do it as you lengthen your arms. So they're going to go from being at that 90 degrees that you have to a lengthened position as you're opening and rolling, right? So if you'll come up and try it and you'll see probably what I mean. So if you bring your hands up, good. And then one arm is gonna go up and one down. So just do that first. Just go back to that one arm up, one arm down feeling. And it's so funny because like describing the movements is and the confusion that comes is part of the learning. Because, you know, unless you're slightly confused, you can't access the learning. Okay, so then your challenge is to, as you go one direction, so let's say you're taking the right arm up and the left arm down, you're gonna do it and continue the motion as you lengthen your arms. So it will feel like you're taking your arms and you're wringing them out like a cloth. And there's going to be a little confusion about it, so give yourself some chance to play with it and see, well, how would I do it? So one direction I'm going to lengthen and keep going, and then I'm going to find where I started, and then I'm going to find the other direction. Yeah, and that's right, exactly right. If you're confused, you come up and look for a minute. And you look not to see how you're going to do it, but you look to get the idea of the motion, that you're one arm down, and you start twisting and twisting and twisting and realizing that your arms can wring out, close, Terry, close, like a cloth. It's a really weird movement. So it's not something that we normally do. So one arm goes up, and one arm goes down, and then you lengthen. Good, and then you come back to where you were. One arm goes up, one arm goes down, and you lengthen. And it's out to the side. Yeah, but you're right, you lengthen, but then it's a weird thing that instead of keeping it going up, you're gonna go out to the side with it. Yeah. Yeah, where do your eyes go?
Holly, that was right, by the way.
Just, you know, right as in you got the right idea of where you're going. Good. Yeah. And now start paying attention to where your arms land. So you start from a position with one going out and one going down, and then they come out until they're at 90 degrees again. They're straight out to the side. You're like a T shape. And then you come back to the beginning and try the other direction. Yeah. So each time you get more clear that you're going with your arms straight out to a T by the time they're long. Straight out to a T by the time they're long. That's great. Yeah, good. Okay. Brain pause. Good. Yeah. Just pause where you are.
Yeah. And the puzzlers among us are like, I'm not stopping. I'm going to solve this and figure it out because...
Yeah. And it's like, which voice is that, the voice of, I really want to
figure this out, or is it that I think I'm supposed to be able to figure this out? Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to sit up and do it, so that'll make it more clear. All right, ready?
Okay. So find a way of sitting that's okay for you. Symmetrical. So that could be both legs out. Wide. If you want to sit up, like there's that chair, you can put the sitting pads under you, like you've got your little kit. Yeah, I like to have a little height. If you were next to a bed, you could sit on your bed. If you're next to a chair, you can sit on a chair. You can just sit just like that, Holly, that's great, as long as you're comfortable. Or you can sit and just let your legs go long. And then you're going to find the position here. Okay. Good. And you're going to get tired, so take lots of pauses. But starting here, now close your eyes for a minute and feel for yourself. One arm goes up, one arm goes down. And then they get longer and longer until they're you're like a T shape. Okay, good. Now open your eyes and see where your arms are. Okay, good. And then start again. Okay, you can look if you want. Follow one. I know, it's so weird. Okay, try again. Let's play. Oh, what do we do?
Yeah, good.
And then try the other way. The sound effects are very important. Right, let them just pause for a moment. Clearer? A little bit clearer? Yeah? Okay. So now just keep your arms straight out to the side and like you're wringing out a cloth. One goes down, one goes up. And one goes down and one goes up. Yeah. And see what you can do to even twist a little more. What happens in your shoulder blade? Do you side bend? Yeah. Do you turn a little? Mm-hmm. This one, yeah, that's right. The shoulder behind you is going to come up a little. Mm-hmm. Good. And now only keep doing what you're doing, but only think about the arm behind you and feel what happens with the arm behind you. What happens? How is it reaching? What happens with your thumb? How far around is it? What's happening with the shoulder blade behind you? Is it rising? When is it going up? When does it go down?
Good.
Nice. And then let that go. Pause. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And then same thing, but if it's okay, you can either stay where you are or you can come onto your knees. And stand on your knees. You've got the kneeling pads. Maybe you have padding under you. So there's a different orientation of your body when you're on your knees. So you can try that. If it doesn't work for you, don't do it. And then bring your hands up again. This is such a treat to be in the room. It's just so nice. Yeah. Yeah, good. And then make sure, actually, dig one under each knee so that you can have your legs as close or as far as they want to be. And it gives you more freedom. And then same thing. First start just doing this. Just the one hand up. Just keep them in that 90 degree position and feel one going up, one going down. And if there's a place where you get to the end of the movement where it's not comfortable in your back, stop, right? When it gets to a place, because there's a twist, there's a turn, it might be that you need to bend your knees more to come to one side or shift your pelvis. Yeah, it's a bit of a puzzle. Yeah, good. And then switch your eyes so you're looking at the hand that goes down. So you're going to look at the hand that goes down. You might not go as far when you're looking at the hand that goes down because this is the opposite of what we would normally do. If you get to the end of the range of motion and there's any soreness in the arm, do not go that far. Stay within the comfortable limit. Yeah. It's a different limit on one side for me than the other. Yeah, good. Breathing. Oh, take a rest. Pause. We'll come back up there in a second. Just rest sitting or walk around. You can walk around if you want. Yep, you can come onto your hands and knees. Child's pose I see happening. And then when you're ready, but you don't have to come until you're ready. I always have that test. Am I really ready or am I just doing it because I'm told? So you can come when you want. And this time we're going to come with the arms straight out. So when you feel like you're there, and I'll just show it for those that are ready, just finding that ringing out. And the ringing out happens through the arms, through the hand, through the shoulder blade, through the spine. And then you're tasked with how can you make things softer inside your chest and abdomen to make this simpler and easier. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not about a bigger movement. It's just about softening the path. Maybe there's something in your feet that has to soften to make your breath easier. Maybe there's something in your intention that you have to soften in order to just be with what is. And then try turning your head towards the other way. Whatever you're looking at, look at the other hand. And keep it that way for a little while. So maybe you're looking at the hand behind you. Yeah. One direction, you're doing something different than to the other. What is that? Are you reaching or are you staying still in the middle? Huh? You need a rest, you rest. You don't wait for me. We're all starting at different times, yeah. Yeah, is it easier to reach for the hand that's behind you or the one in front? Yeah, good. Take a pause and lie down. Lie down on the ground again. So depending on what you used to watch on TV, you might remember Errol Flynn, who was fencing. This movement is very much like that. Very much, yeah. Okay, and check in with yourself. Check in with those places behind you that touch the floor, the way that you breathe. Mm-hmm. The way that your arms meet the ground. One of the things that we're learning to do is to pay attention to the whole of us and also to an individual movement. And many of us know that if we're doing something that we don't want to do, like imagine that you're, okay, here's my story. I was vacuuming my son's room. This is a long, long time ago, and I really didn't want to vacuum his room. So I went in, and I was going to do it. And I really was fighting with myself. So one part of me was vacuuming the room, and the other part of me had actually stopped and was like, no. And so I ended up hurting my back because I was kind of fighting myself. And this is something we do in lots of ways on a very small scale, that we'll be doing something, but there's a part of us that is not moving at all, or that has the brakes on, and maybe those brakes are on because we need them. We're protecting an injury. Or maybe those brakes were needed a long time ago because we had an injury and we just haven't updated our model. We haven't had a chance to revisit those. And so what we do is we get into these very novel movement situations, and we're playing so that we can have an opportunity to update our sense of who we are, how we move, and give ourselves a chance to change if change is possible. And that's not because we've decided it's possible, it comes from our nervous system, our brain. We give it lots of data, and then it will decide. So just here, come back to that first movement. Take your elbows out and bring your hands up, oriented towards the sky. Go ahead and have your feet standing and your knees bent. And feel what it's like to take your hands in the upward direction. Curious and see what happens. What happens to take them in? Yeah, and up could be up toward the ceiling, but in this case, it's going to be up towards the top of your head, like you're holding the noodle and bringing it towards your forehead. Feel what that's like. And then come back and do the bridge movement where you lift your pelvis up and help your hands to go up again. Lifting your pelvis and feeling what happens behind your neck where the weight shifts back behind your base of your neck. Yeah. See if you can do that without your toes and your feet being tensed. With even pressure into both feet. Coming down. Good. And then a couple times feel the other direction. Hands going downward toward the floor, palms going towards the floor. Feel what that's like, the quality of it. Keeping your elbows high. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So once your hands go as far as they go, just look with your eyes to the right and to the left and see where they are. Nice. And then try just lifting your elbow without lifting your shoulder. One elbow, choose one with your hands oriented down. See if you can lift an elbow off the ground. With your hands oriented downward towards the floor, towards your belly, experiment with lifting one elbow and then letting that go, and then the other elbow. It's a really weird movement. And actually, in order to lift the elbow, your hand would go down a little bit more and your elbow would lift. Yeah. It's okay. So, yep, that's the right idea. That's the right idea. Now, give that a rest for a moment and let your hands, they actually went down further. And then bring them up and rest. Good. Okay, and then roll to your side. We'll come up, and this time we'll find a different position of with one knee on the ground and one foot on the ground, so that you're kneeling. I don't know what you call this. Is that okay for your knees? Okay, yeah. Okay, and then bring your hands up again here. And find that they're pretty even. And find one arm down and one arm up. It's not really about how far you go, so really find what is it like in this position, because something is different. What can you access here that you couldn't access before? Your hip, your spine, your belly. And see if you can make it smoother, the process. How do you make it smoother and improve the quality? So it may be something about softening your breath, letting yourself tip a little, or experiment with, well, where do I go? Yeah, so instead of staying really still, see if you can involve your whole body in making it easy in any way possible. Yeah, really different. Any way possible. That's a twist, that's a, maybe your weight shifts. So not about what the movement looks like, but just improving. Well, how, maybe if I go more over the right foot, maybe if I go more over the left, what can you do to improve? And any moment you can pause. Yeah. Good. Pause. Yeah. Just give yourself a little break, and then if you want to, you can. Yeah, let's just all sit down. Remember which leg you had forward? And then go ahead and find the other foot forward. And then reach your arms out to the side and find it this way. You remember the ringing. So one hand turns down, one arm turns back. Same thing. So with one leg out, you can actually play with side bending a little bit. Yep, that's right. Knee pads help, carpets help, folded yoga mat underneath your knee might help. It's not about doing one movement, it's about how much of yourself can you incorporate, and then begin to really reach. Reach with your arm. So one arm will get longer each time, and you get to choose. Is it the one where your hands go up, or is it the one where your hands go down? Yeah. Yeah, nice. Mm-hmm. You might have to take a break. Yeah, so I think almost everyone is doing, and I can't see everyone, but I think you're pretty much all doing towards the hand that goes up, right? Yeah. Yeah, okay. So that makes sense. So give it a pause and rest. That's actually wired in from the time that we're born, that we look towards the hand that's opening, right? Because, you know, there might be something really great that you're going towards, like, oh, chocolate. Chocolate. Okay. If being on the knees, kneeling, is just not comfortable, you can come back to maybe an asymmetrical way. It'll be really different, but it'll be nice too. An asymmetrical seat you might be able to do would be like this one would help you with both feet going the same direction. So. But find your one knee or find some way of sitting. It doesn't matter which one. So just remember which one, because we'll do this a little, one thing on one side and one thing on another. Find your arms long out to the side, really at shoulder level, really out to the side. And experiment with moving your ringing arms. Yeah, that's great. So ringing arms. And then one arm will come in really easily as the other one reaches, and you're going to start looking at that one. Look at the arm that gets short. It's the other arm. It's the one that's behind you. Oh. Yeah. If you're not sure, then you just stick with looking at one hand, and then eventually you switch to looking at the other. Yeah, and some of you have stopped breathing in the room, which means you might have stopped breathing at home. So. That's a sign that you're, well, you might be just figuring it out. See if you can find the way to move with your breath really calm. Relax, easy, soft. Yeah, maybe your hips change level. Good. Pause. Okay, good. You can walk around a little if you want. You can stand for a moment. You can go on your hands and knees for a moment. I see hula-ing happening. Can you remember which knee you had out? Okay. When you're ready, you decide when that moment is. You can do something a little different, but other knee. And then find your 90-degree arms. And this time, you're going to actually look towards the hand that's going up, and you're going to look and try and smell your armpit. Sorry. Go towards your armpit. Yeah. So you're going to, with the arm that goes up, you're going to orient and look down towards your armpit. And actually what you're doing is you're working on organizing something within your rib cage. Not important that you get there. You don't really have to smell your armpit, but you're looking that direction. Now soften your fingers as you go. How do you curl to look there? Like really organizing your eyes clearly towards your armpit. Using your whole self. So you've got your whole body to help you. You've got your low back. You've got your back ribs. Yep. Yep. Good. Now, are you really looking towards your armpit, or are you just looking to one side? So feel that, and then really check. Open your eyes and see where you're looking. Organizing towards looking down and under. It's like if you could even go further, you'd be looking behind you. You could look behind you on the ground. You could look behind you to see what's there. Holly has maybe hummingbirds in her yard she's hanging under her armpit. And then give it a rest and lay down. Go ahead and lay down. Nice job. Face forward is good too. Yeah, you can rest in any position you want. Mm-hmm. Resting on your side is good too. Yep. Moving is good too. That can be a rest. So here's what Feldenkrais said, because this lesson comes from a class that there's a series that he taught at a place called Alexander Yanai. But he said, you know, there's an effort that is created in the back of your neck when you're doing that movement of looking below your armpit. And that movement separates the movement of your head from your shoulders. And of course it might seem ridiculous, but that's the place where we feel fatigue clearly, because the top of the back of the neck and the top of the shoulders helps us to organize our head. It helps us to direct our eyes. So that's what we're working with. Taking a whole bunch of movements that we habitually always do together, taking them apart, feeling them. And then when we put them together at the end, we have a little bit more. It's like all those separate notes on the piano, we can organize a little better into chords. And take a moment and come onto your back if you're not on your back, if you're willing. If you're not quite willing yet, stay where you are and you can hear the instructions and then make a decision. Let your arms go out long out at your sides so that you make kind of a T shape. Yeah. And let your feet stand. And take your feet quite wide. Knees wide, feet wide. If you had a yoga mat, your feet would be standing so that your heels were on your yoga mat, but your toes were not. So nice, wide, bent
knees, feet on the ground so that you can use them a little bit. And then just begin to ring that ringing motion with your hands and arms and enjoy. This is for you, it's not for me. There are things in your way. Yeah, good. Okay. Now, see where else you can help yourself move in the chest. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you have the ability to let your legs go with you. They can go a little bit to one side to help you. Which way, where would they go to help you? Yeah. Yeah, and yep. And then see if there's a way for you to have your feet be quiet and soft and not making effort. So you're looking for a path where you are in agreement with what you are doing. And maybe your feet need to be closer together, further apart for that to happen. Mm-hmm. And working at a pace that you could do this for a while. Working at a pace you could stay here for a few minutes. Where are you looking with your eyes? Which hand? Mm-hmm. And then look the other way. Only if you know how to make a mistake can you do something correctly. Only a person who can differentiate between the truth and the lie
can tell the truth. So finding for yourself the truth. Oh, where is this easy? Good. Where is it not so easy? When's the moment to rest? When have I done all I need to do? If you're still moving, notice which direction your knees are going, towards which hand. Just take a picture of that in your mind, because we're going to rest one more time, and then we're going to come back, and we'll do this the other way. Yeah, so... Yep, you got it, Terry. Good, okay, and then go ahead and rest long. Nice. Belly soft. You might notice your breath going very easily into your low belly. Or easily into parts of your back. You might notice your breath and your shoulder blades. And then bring your feet to stand. Take your knees, yeah, leave them right where they are, Sarah. I think that's plenty wide. You don't need them wider, yeah. Terry, you can have yours a little wider, yeah. And then just let your knees go a little right and left. Just feel where what happens with your head when your knees go? Does anything happen on the other end of the telephone line from your pelvis to your head? Yeah. There it is. There's something happening. Good. And then imagine your arms out to the side. Imagine them ringing. Just imagining. Which arm would reach when you took your knees? And then bring your arms out. And intend now, so you know, we often are reaching with the hand that's going up, right? With the hand that is turning the palm up. Imagine reaching with the other hand. So something has fallen underneath, maybe the washing machine, and you need to get it, and you really can't stick your nose under there because that would just be awful. So you're going to reach with the hand behind you. Yeah. It's the It's normally the one that gets short, but instead you're going to reach the hand behind you. And see if you can have your legs help you do that. Organize to them to help. Yeah. Yeah, you found a place you're like, oh, that's nice, I'm going to stay. Yeah, good. Mm-hmm. Nice job. Yeah, it requires, yeah, not something we do commonly. And then go back to the original movement. Reaching towards the hand that's going up when you're ready. If you're not done with the other exploration, you can keep where you're at. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. And which way do your knees go? Try it both ways. Try your knees going one way. Try them going the other. Yeah. Which one helps you? It's the great experiment. How do I approach this?
Really nice.
Good. And then everyone, find a place where you're satisfied with what you've done for this moment. That it's enough. There's nothing else you need to do. And rest this last rest.
Like a Shavasana.
Try not to fix yourself into where you think you should be. Just feel how you are now. What part of your hands on the ground? Yeah. That's different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Feel the way that you are.
Feel with the sense that you have of yourself.
The shape of the back of you. Back of your neck. Space behind your low back. Or maybe there's an echo where you were moving. Where things are alive in you right now. A place in the chest.
Maybe where your hands, the way that they're meeting the ground,
is a little different. A different part of your hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good job, Holly, taking care of yourself.
Good. Feel the relationship between your shoulders and your ears,
between your right shoulder, the right side of your neck, your left shoulder, the left side of your neck. Take time to roll to your side, and you'll come onto your hands and knees and find a gentle way up, a slow way up. The sensing and standing is part of the class. So don't worry about the screen. Don't worry about the computer. Don't worry about anything but you. I'm finding a way up that doesn't,
that lets you be.
Maybe you stand off your mat on the hard floor or on the carpet. And feel your height.
Feel the length of you, the relationship of your sternum with your spine, your sense of your feet on the ground, your breath in your abdomen, the sense of your arms and the way that they hang or don't hang. If you're holding, that's fine too. Feeling your shoulders supported by your rib cage. Maybe open your eyes and look around. Look to the right and look to the left. Feel how that can move through your whole body.
You can.
Use a shifting of your weight to improve your looking to one direction. You can shift and twist and move. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always think that the room shrinks after the lesson because I think we get taller. Yeah, good. Okay. Take a walk. Yeah, good. Walk through the house. Walk through your house. Yeah. Go look at the garden. Go look at the birds if you're on your Holly's porch. Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for being here. And just so you know, the recordings are analog, so they're not what you hear on the Zoom. But that's what I'm putting online is the analog recording that I do in the room. So. Yeah, thanks, Rachel, for the heart. That was nice. Okay, we'll see you next week, but do let me know how you do this week if you have time to send a note, and you don't have to either. Yeah, you're welcome, Karen. Yeah, okay, good. Bye. See you. Bye, Naomi. Bye, Holly. Bye, Loretta. Bye, Rachel. Okay.
Yeah, you found something different there at the end. Did you notice? Where are your hands orienting right now?
Down.
Yeah, they're down, and then feel where your thumb is. Uh-huh, and then where your pinky is. Okay, and this is where you were when you got here.
Oh.
So something is differently organized in you.
Wow, okay.
And it's for you to feel what that's like.
Okay.
So, and you get to play with that, but yeah, how you doing?
Just got big workout.
Yeah, it did. Well, and we're, you know you're learning this too, always. We're always figuring out, you know, who are we and how hard do we have to work. And it's very easy to push and push, so see how you do tomorrow. And you'll find out if you're a little sore, you push too hard.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean you didn't learn anything, because there's a lot of learning just with that. That's enough learning, right? Like, just, this is why I say it's also just regulating ourselves that we're learning, because that's really true. Yeah. I mean, that's a huge piece. And then, but yeah, something definitely is different, so I'm curious.
It's like
yeah.
Mountain pose, that opening.
It is. It's like mountain pose. Yeah, and we didn't have to do anything to get there. You're just there. Yeah, because you got a lot of other stuff out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you, Heather.
Absolutely.